Al. Welcome to The Funny Thing About Parenting. This is TJ, along with the wonderful Melissa.
Hello.
Hanging out with you. Melissa is... Do you have a full glass of red wine?
I do, and I'm so happy we moved away from the white couch to a gray chair. I was feeling a little nervous.
You are a bit of a spiller.
I am. And I don't have red wine that often. It just felt right tonight.
Did you have to like finish the rest of a bottle or something? Or what was... Is this boxed wine? What is this?
No. I mean, it looks bigger than it is because I have a very big glass. It's not... Yeah, I don't...
Hey, I'm just asking questions here. Why are you getting nervous over there? It's okay.
You're asking a lot of questions.
I have been... Well, first of all, thank you for joining us. Get comfy. Unless you are out on a run, then...
Then keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. Finish the run and then get comfy. But yeah, we are... If you're new to our podcast, this is just a weekly hang is what it is. Mm-hmm. We're not here... You don't need a notepad.
We're very casual.
You don't need a notepad listening to us.
No expert advice. I mean, we've been parents for like a decade. Almost more.
That was such a laid back way to...
I'm saying, like, sometimes we have nuggets of, like, life, you know?
And we have chicken nuggets for dinner.
Yeah.
It's great. We had left tonight. This was just a little side dish for the little picky eaters in our family. But we had a little bowl of two-day-old chicken nuggets.
I think it was a little more than 2 days, maybe 3 or 4.
It was impressive, though. Winnie was chowing down on the lasagna bread that you made. I didn't expect to.
I almost didn't do the leftover chicken nuggets. I almost was going to like tell Maisie that, hey, if you don't want to eat this, like go heat yourself up some leftover chicken nuggets. But I heated them up and had them on the table ready for her. But Winnie impressed us all.
Do you wish you weren't the dinner preparer in our family? Because that's what it's definitely become. Do you think... Here's a bigger question to cut you off before you make me look bad.
As I think.
Do you, gender roles within marriage. I think every single relationship, there are... You think of like, what is it called? Where the two circles and then it overlaps. Is that a Venn diagram?
That sounds right. Yeah.
So I have my big circle of things that I do. And then you have your circle of things that you do for our house, right? Or for our family. And then in the middle, it's like this small sliver of things that we kind of both hold responsibility for.
Right.
Do you think you could name in our relationship the things that are... Give me a couple in your side and give me a couple in my side.
Well, I would like to think the garbage is your side, but lately I feel like I've been taking out the garbage a lot lately, and then...
Are you talking about like to the garbage can or rolling the can out to the end of the driveway?
Well, both, but mostly taking the garbage out. You do realize I usually roll the garbage back.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm the one going in and out of the driveway and I'm about to hit it. So I'm like, okay, fine, I'll roll it back. No, but what I was going to say is the garbage in our bathroom is a constant. It's constantly that like Jenga, like... You keep like or whatever you keep like we keep each piling things like okay what how many more Q-tips can I put on top without it like falling over, and I'm like, is he going to take it out or do I have
to? This is great. I wonder how many other couples can relate to this. It's like a decade long game of Jenga that you and I play.
Yeah,
in the bathroom garbage.
I mean, you probably never look in the kids' bathroom. Because it's I'm always take over that. Also,
can I explain though? Okay, go ahead.
One more jab is sometimes you do take out the recycling and the garbage, but you never, I can confidently say never, unless I like just don't do it and like make you do it. You never refill. You never put a new garbage bag
so
in
I am
a recycling
so,
bag.
I am so glad that you, one of our things in our, that we tell younger couples is don't use absolutes when you're talking to each other. When you say you
right.
never.
I felt really confident about that.
Yep,
never.
No, and I'm glad you did because I'm about to nail you. So when you say you always or you never, the argument is now going to become about quantity.
That, yeah.
It's going to be about, and the thing is, literally, 45 minutes ago, I took the garbage and the recycling out because newsflash, with our, like we have four kids, it feels like we're filling those up on an almost daily basis.
Right.
So I cleaned up downstairs tonight in the kitchen while you were kind of like getting the kids situated upstairs.
Right.
And I took the garbage and recycling out to the cans and I came back in and I put the new garbage bag and recycling bag into the container.
It seemed a little lighter and like that's not normal.
Can you...
Did you feel really proud of yourself?
I do this. First of all, I do this often, so I think you just you don't realize how often we're taking garbage. But
no, I
would like
I
you to
realize.
Retract your statement.
Okay, sometimes I feel like I open the garbage, and sometimes there is not a garbage bag in there,
oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
I'm so
that
thankful
must be so hard.
That you took the garbage out. But when I take the garbage out. That's like the next to do on my mental list. Yeah. Like, oh, I have to put a new garbage
bag. Sometimes you beat me too. Okay. Let's get back to the...
Okay.
We have an episode, but this is fun. Let's get to the Venn diagram. Just give me a couple.
Can I also say...
Oh, my goodness.
One more.
Is this your first glass of red wine or is this your second? Go ahead.
Okay.
What else do you need to say?
You alluded to the fact that tonight... You were cleaning up while I was situating the kids. But that is every night. I feel like I didn't choose this to be part of my list of things. But I feel like often my to-do is getting the kids in bed, which seems to be a process. Like, we've talked about this before. Do I have to hold their hands to get them to bed? Yes. It seems like I do. And so I like get four kids into their bed. You come later and you do your thing, which is magical. You give like a concert for them.
This is the beautiful thing. You think of it like a sales call that you and I go on together. We're a team, right? You're the opening act. I'm the closing act. You kind of make them happy. You get them in good spirits. I come in.
No.
I seal the deal, baby. I close it.
No.
I close the deal. Lights out.
Do you know how triggering bedtime is? I'm up there. They're screaming at me. I'm screaming at them. It's a very stressful situation. You're here. You're downstairs having a therapeutic, like you're listening to jazz music, cleaning and vacuuming.
You sound like an 80-year-old man.
No, I'm just saying it's very therapeutic to clean sometimes.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Okay.
So I see what you did there.
Do you want, is there anything else that you need to just kind of talk about or process out loud? I really like the Venn diagram idea, but it feels like it's so far
in the
past. I feel
like it's very lopsided, honestly.
Okay.
We should have a convo about this.
Well, let's just do it quick. Go ahead.
Fair play.
So
you know?
Getting kids in bed, making dinner.
Laundry for days. We have a family of six here.
You do most of the laundry. You're right.
And...
Especially I don't mind doing the laundry. It's the kids' clothes. What do you do with it when you're done?
I'm not good at that either.
And we don't make we need to make our kids do all of that. What are we thinking?
Yeah. I know I do sometimes make them put things away. And lately, the last few loads of teddies, I've literally just like thrown the dry clothes in a basket. And I said, I tell him to take it up to his room and I tell him to fold it and put it away. Like, I don't even fold it. The last few loads, and he's been fine.
Yeah, and he doesn't care.
Oh.
Like, he folds because he's a firstborn. But when I was a kid, I would just throw it in my drawer. Couldn't care less.
Oh, yeah.
Folded. I didn't fold. Okay.
He might do that too.
I'll throw one other thing at you. In your Venn diagram, you have groceries. You keep us stocked.
Mm-hmm.
You're on shipped. You're swinging. Like, today you swung through Trader Joe's.
That was a treat. You got yourself some tulips. I bought, I told the girls, I'm like, do you love the flowers I bought for myself? Aren't they pretty?
I'm going to give you one more now. One more for your Venn diagram is, maybe this is just the episode today, but you are, when it comes to our kids, anything school related, signing them up, making sure they have money in their lunch account.
That's also very stressful on my brain.
You're like the school person. And then when it comes to after school activities and sports, you typically take the lead with the girls and with dance, and you're the dance mom, which we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Teddy's sports, basketball, baseball, I typically handle all that.
You do, but usually I'm like, you're the only one who hasn't paid for baseball yet. I see your emails. So I'm like, honey, are you going to pay for that or should I?
I'm sorry.
You usually take it, but I'm usually nudging you.
Sometimes.
What was I going to say? I usually do all the school stuff. And it's springtime, school's nearing the end of, the year. It's spring, and Teddy has a field trip coming up, and you're going on as a chaperone, but you still haven't filled out your volunteer forms. And I'm it's in 2 days. I'm like, TJ,
I got plenty of time.
I filled this volunteer form out before school started. In September.
It'll be fine. Surely they'll let me come.
We're going bowling.
It'll be a great time.
I'm like, I'm going to end up going bowling, aren't I? Because I have my paperwork.
That is an email. I am bad with email, I will admit. And DM messages. I'm just not great with staying on top of those things. But today I did get an email from Teddy's teacher. I got those forms in. My background check is in motion.
Okay.
Everything is good.
Okay, I can see.
But yes, when it comes to the school-related, signing the kids up, lunch money, you're on top of those things. May I share a few of
my... Tell me what's on your side.
Well, on my side, I am the pretty much, I can confidently say, nightly vacuumer.
Right.
I am the...
You got to choose that. I'll take that from you if you want to do bedtime.
I don't think it's more of a choice. I think it's just we drifted into these. That's kind of the point too. I think in a marriage, I think at first you're more of a team, but eventually, and when you have kids, eventually you kind of fall into these things that you're just naturally doing or naturally good at. And for me,
you know what's funny? When you're gone and I have to clean up, because you're not here to clean up, I do the robot vacuum often. And you never do.
I don't. I think it's...
Winnie asked me tonight, is Rocky going to vacuum tonight? And I was like, no, I think Daddy's vacuuming.
Well, it's nice that we don't need to get a dog because we have a pet vacuum that the kids love. And guess what? It doesn't shed. And it doesn't go potty. I think the reason... This is very firstborn-y of me. But I think the reason that I vacuum is, one, it's to make sure the job gets done. I have found this.
Yeah.
I enjoy my morning process, which is I come down and I make shakes and I make coffee. And I found that when I come down, if I'm stepping on crumbs with my bare feet or if the counters aren't clean, it adds stress. And at the very beginning of the day, I don't want that. So I'm very thorough. We're cleaning up the crumbs. Our middle child spills a lot, and I'm a vacuumer. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can't take that away from me.
No, I love it. I am
a vacuumer. Now, other you can take it away if you want, but that is one in my Venn diagram. Another one. It's kind of like a lot of dad things. Like for instance, we get a lot of snow. I feel like I've been shoveling snow all winter long, and we have a snow blower as well, but.
But again, you were gone on vacation.
You can't bring up exceptions, though.
Not exception. I'm just letting you know that I haven't shoveled in years because this is your thing. And like lawn care in general, like I haven't mowed in, I mean, I think I mowed once when we were like,
and that's my next one, mowing the lawn in Minnesota, where if we have an irrigation system, which we do, the grass grows at a pretty fast pace. So like sometimes I would say once a week, but it can be up to twice a week sometimes, depending on like, you know, the weather situation, mowing the lawn. And that's a solid 45 minutes, hour job.
Well, what I was going to say is that when I shoveled, when you were gone, I hated it, but I loved it because it felt like you get a workout doing those things.
You do.
It's like a free workout.
I don't. Yeah. It's like interesting.
My whole body was sore the next day.
It's interesting to me that that's what you liked about it.
I did, because
I hate it when I'm sweating, shoveling snow. It's the worst.
Yeah. That's why I hated it. But I also was proud of myself. I was like, that felt good and productive for my body. Like that, I needed that.
Well, so far I've listed three things where it's productive: vacuuming, shoveling, and lawn mowing.
Good job.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Yeah. Maybe they're all active.
Do I only do therapeutic chores?
Active, hard labor.
By the way, if you don't live in the north where you get any snow, it could be 0 degrees outside and you bundle up to go out there. By the time that you're at your end of your driveway, if you're shoveling, you have stripped off everything down to your hooded sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it is the most sweaty chore there is.
Mm-hmm.
Shoveling snow. Who would have thought? And another thing, just to throw it in there, is I think like things like car maintenance, you wouldn't touch, you know, like I'm the one to make sure we have the oil changes and the car maintenance and
mm-hmm.
kind of figuring out when do I have time to get my tires rotated and all that stuff.
Yes.
Fun fact, I used to change
our the oil
in, and then at some point I just stopped.
You're like, why am I doing this?
What am I doing? I was probably like 28 at the time. And by the time I hit 30, yeah, I was like, all right, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with that.
I was driving our van the other day and it felt a little strange. And I was like, I had that thought. I'm like, will I be able to change my tire if I need to?
No.
And I was sad because I'm like, I think I will struggle and I want to be able to do it.
Yeah, you could, like physically, you could for sure change it. You just need to be taught the process.
Right.
And it's pretty simple.
And I think I kind of could figure it out. Yeah. Like, it's like, you know.
I would say you should just call somebody or.
I would YouTube it.
Do we have AAA? We might have AAAA.
No,
I don't really know.
I don't think we do. Okay. I think I just threw away spam AAA because it like.
Spam AAA.
It made me think I was a member.
What's that?
Like,
I see.
Yeah, you know. Which I also do. I throw away all the junk mail. I throw away all of the kids' artwork from school.
I did that tonight too. I threw away a bunch of Winnie's artwork from preschool.
I was going to ask if you've ever done that.
I didn't feel a single thing.
Because I feel like usually it's all on the counter and I'm like, finally, I'm the bad guy. Okay, I will throw this away.
We used to save everything. Mm-hmm. Everything that the kids brought home and at least hang it up for a while. Now, not so much.
Yeah.
It has to be like really special.
Yeah.
We hang on to something.
I mean,
we acknowledge
the spot
everything.
Over by the toaster, like by the fridge, like around the corner on the counter. I have like a, it's usually my, okay, I don't know what to do with the gift bag that my kid got from the party. She's going to ask about it in a couple days. Like I can't get rid of everything yet. It's kind of like where I store things.
It's a holding place.
For like a week.
It's like the junk drawer, but it's the countertop.
And then I have a reset and I like throw away everything over there. But yeah, that's like where it's like, oh, someone might ask for this in a week and I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, we should come up with a different solution. There's got to be like a good solution for that.
It's just shoved over there.
So yeah. I'm trying to think of anything. I think like finances, like you don't have a clue what's going
Which
on.
Which bothers me because I used to, like, I feel like
balance your
that
checkbook.
Just kind of naturally you started doing. But I used to be all over my finances, like before we got married.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, like, it's
I married into
me
a solid,
out a little.
Just a solid. I mean, we had some student debt and whatnot, but
I paid my loans off myself.
You did. You went crazy.
Like I,
as soon as you had a job
after that,
and so did when we got married. That that was helpful too. We both just went after the...
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm just like the spender all of a sudden. Like I'm that person. Like I'm just, a birthday party's coming up for, like we have to plan. So I'm like just buying things constantly. I'm like, I have no idea if I should be doing this. Like, is this bad?
Yeah, just wait till the... You kind of just have a green light until one day I'll give you like a red light.
Yeah,
like,
so just tell all right, me.
We can't do birthday parties anymore.
Yeah, like there's like I have access to our bank account, but there's certain things I'm like, I don't know.
In marriages, do you think in normal marriages, the husbands and wives both have a clear picture of what's going on financially, do you think? Or does one kind of tend to take lead in that?
I feel like for your parents, it's your mom. She like does all the finances.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And your dad just is like, yeah, I trust you. You tell me what I can do and can't do. I don't know. I do feel like it's usually one person takes it, but a lot of time, I mean, I feel like it's also common to split. Like, I don't know.
And I'm not talking about earning. I'm just talking about managing and like knowing.
Well, I know, but some people have like split, like they accounts. Have their account. Yeah.
I see.
Maybe that's not that common, but.
I see. Interesting. Okay. And I know some couples also have like monthly meetings.
Oh, or yeah.
Quarterly kind of where they just check up on their budget, when they budget together and that kind of a thing.
But they have like, that would be fun though. We should do that. Because you have your budget, sure. And then you talk about like what you want to do next. Like, okay, we want to put in this in the house, or do we have that in the budget? And then they actually do it.
And they do it.
And like hire someone.
One thing about us, rabbit trail here, but one thing about us when it comes to finances, and this is back to when we even first got married, and we just had, you know, like entry level jobs. What was I going to say? Oh, we
don't budget?
Yes, that's my point. Wow.
Are you trying to figure out a nice way to say that we don't do a line by line budget?
I got hung up on like entry level jobs there for a second.
Like, I wasn't trying. What was that? What like, did
now,
I do?
Now, I can't even explain my job, but, what's interesting about you and I've always been very interested in money management. Mm-hmm. Ever since I was a teenager, I just kind of like gained an interest in it for whatever reason.
Sure.
And I never became very, very knowledgeable, but I mean, I majored in business, so I had enough of these classes that would teach you certain things. And when you and I got married, it's interesting because I would say that we've always been good with managing money. Yet at the same time, we've never truly budgeted.
Right.
But we've never lived with,
I feel like,
beyond our means either, though.
Right. I feel like that's always been, like, I've always been a big saver. So I've always, like, made, I don't like living paycheck by paycheck and, like, having, like even as a kid, like, as a high schooler, like, when I got my first job at Subway, like, I was a saver. And so as long as I was spending less than I was in my bank account, I felt like I was doing a good job. So like, I feel like we both had that kind of philosophy. Like we saved a bunch of money somehow. And then we live pretty frugally. Is that the word?
Yeah. We're not ones to,
we buy things without really thinking about it, but we're not buying like really expensive, like we don't have high taste.
No, although,
like, you know,
that's true. It's totally true. Like I'm always one, like I used to, if I was going to look for a light bulb, I'm right. Serious about, I would drive to Home Depot. I would check their prices. This is before I thought like, oh, I could just look on the internet. I would then drive to Menards, and then I would drive to Lowe's.
Yes.
And I'd compare the prices of the light bulb.
We love a good deal.
And then I would remember, okay, the one at Menards was the cheapest. By how much? 30 cents. And this was also before I knew that you could like price match these things.
Right.
You could just say, hey,
Home Depot. It was probably before you could do that.
Maybe.
We're old now.
But I would spend so much money in gas, mm-hmm. although gas was cheaper.
Travel to the farther one to get the cheaper gas.
So my point is, that's how I think we've always kind of been.
Isn't it the worst feeling though when you get gas and then like that day you drive by a gas station that's like 10 cents cheaper? Or even like 2 cents cheaper. And you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Yes.
We love a good deal. Baby, cut that coupon out.
That's a good reference right there. Country song.
Yes. So we're savers. We love a good deal, but we don't do line by line budgeting.
Right.
Because I feel like we have a good kind of handle on what we should and shouldn't do.
Right. Which is the perfect picture of two middle children being married together. We just kind of hope it works out.
Yeah.
And so far, we've been
And a lot of that just goes to fast food.
That has been true. That has been true. Love me some BK.
Oh, God. But,
anyway, so Venn diagrams.
Venn diagrams. Somehow was our episode.
I have to look up Venn diagram to make sure.
No, that is. It's like the circle. What's in the middle that we both do, or like our center?
Well, that's a great question. I think that's how we should end it.
That's our love in our parenting.
Okay. Well, that's true. That is true. But how about like actual things that we do? Do we team tag team? Did I say team tag?
Yeah, you did. That could be a thing.
I've been saying that my whole life.
No, you haven't.
I swear to you.
Team tag?
Yes, because there was a game. There was like a backyard game called team tag back in the day.
Oh.
We got bored of Ghosts in the Graveyard, we'd switch over to team tag. Mm. So I've been messing that up in conversation.
Shoot.
Since middle school.
What do we share?
I don't know.
I mean, parenting is a very vague thing.
There you go. Disciplining our kids.
Right. It's good not cop, just bad one cop. It's just not one of us.
I'm not always the fun dad. You're not always the fun mom.
It is very like back and forth. Yep.
Who's in the mood to be mad today? Not mad, stern. Who's in the mood to hold the line
I was in the mood to be mad today. I wanted bedtime to start. And, like, you were like, okay, guys, we're going to watch a show, and at this time, it's bedtime. I was like, what? I thought it was bedtime right now.
7:00.
But it was way earlier than usual. But I was like, they need time to read.
And
I'm in the mood. I guarantee
you, we send the kids
up. But that felt like a good bad cop, good cop moment, because I was like, no, now. And I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, Melissa goes, they're going to bed right now. And I said, come on, let's watch American Idol. That's our family show. Let's watch the first episode. We DVR these things.
Yeah. Like, let's give them 30 more minutes, Mom.
Yeah,
and
I was which
like,
was okay. Lame. I would have easily given them an hour.
Right.
But anyway, good cop. So there
that
you go.
That was good.
That's in the middle of our Venn diagram.
Okay.
Parenting, disciplining, kind of holding the kids to a decent standard in life. Yeah. That's probably the biggest one.
What else?
Are there any chores, any like household chores that we do?
I mean, I guess the garbage. We kind of...
Is that what we learned? I think we learned.
Because we do take it out a lot.
That's very big of you to admit.
We have a family of 6. We're taking out the garbage a lot.
I'm just so happy you noticed.
However...
That I don't never do these things.
No, you... Like I... But just so you know, we have a lot of garbages in the house that you probably haven't seen before.
Okay.
If you'd like to ever take a look at the kids. It's fun. It's fun to look at the kids' bathroom.
Packages of Oreos. That's
exactly
all it is.
Exactly. But like, what were they doing with Oreos up in their room? And why is it like the things that I find in the kids' bathroom garbage is fun. You should do it sometime.
You know what else we did? I feel like we both changed a healthy amount of diapers.
Yes. You were a good diaper guy.
I did a lot of that, right? A
lot of diapers. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Except
I was, oh boy.
I will say, after, like, once we got to kid three and four,
I let it soak you
were,
a little
you longer. Were more with the older kids. I mean, I felt sure. like I was alone, not in a bad way. Like, it was very split.
But don't you think I
you
could
were
say
with
that?
The older kids? I was with the babies.
I was with the older kids. I felt like I was alone.
That's why I meant not alone and not in a bad way.
No, should we wrap it up?
I think that's good.
What are we going to call this episode?
I don't know.
We can't just throw a Venn diagram up there on Apple Podcasts.
Did you confirm that this is, people we're like, saying it right?
What kind of craziness has TJ and Melissa gotten into? Oh. Episode 91, Venn diagram? No, Venn thanks. Diagram. We'll pass. What you got next week? Oh. I'm kidding. All right. Well, thanks for listening. And it would be very interesting to hear what your Venn diagram looks like. So don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Let us know. And with that, hope you have a great week. Hope your run has finished and you finish strong.
Don't forget to put the clothes in the dryer. Don't forget to put the recycling bag and garbage bag back in.
That's your
reminder.
There you go. All right. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.